your parents born in Wisconsin?
No, my dad is my dad's family is from Arkansas. My mom's from Detroit. So we have a lot of family that are from like Creole, from like.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am joined today all day by Eddie, Ed, Edward. Take your pick. DeShazer, said it right that time, has a lifelong educator. He currently runs a school, and he does a lot of motivational speaking. Do you speak to teachers when you do your motivational speaking, or is it to other administrators?
So I speak to whoever will listen. So, you know, good sometimes answer. I did a virtual yesterday for a district in Texas, and that was teachers, admins, counselors. I was in Vegas a week ago speaking, and that was, it's really all over the board when I tend to, but I love to speak to teachers because I think I can create the best impact for them that they can turn back and create impact for their students. So my goal, my brand is Teacher's Ed. So teachers are who I love to speak to.
Okay.
But I just like to speak to people about education. And I don't really like, it's weird. I don't really like to talk. Sometimes I just want to sit and do nothing. But I love to speak to teachers to encourage them because I know how much it's needed more than ever.
Right? More than ever. And so is it through your motivational speaking and talking to teachers that you came up with your new concept that has not launched yet, but the Teacher's Box? So what is it and what was kind of the motivation behind it?
So the company is Be Well Teacher. And where it came up with was teacher appreciation. A year ago at our school, I was like, I want to do something special for our teachers. So I went out and ordered a bunch of boxes, and then I filled them up with coffee, a book, a shirt, just like a few items that instead of doing like a lot of schools, they're like, hey, here's a $5 gift card, and they send their teachers on their way. And I was like, I wanted to do something special for our teachers, and I wanted to kind of wrap it up as a box. And then once I did it, I just got such great feedback from them that I was like, huh, if our teachers like this, a lot of other teachers could probably love this. So then the box we're doing is more geared towards self-care. Because you have a lot of other companies out there that, you know, you can get your I Love Teaching mug or your t-shirts. Like, those things are great. But, like, I want teachers to focus on themselves. And that's something I preach when I speak to teachers, is that it doesn't matter how smart you are. If you're not taking care of yourself, I mean, you're not going to be an effective teacher no matter how smart or how good you think you are at teaching. So that's really where it was kind of put together. So we're doing, you know, coffee. We're looking at doing some yoga things, some shower steamers, just things so teachers can really, teachers are very selfless. So it's like, how can we encourage teachers to actually put themselves first instead of their kids, their husband, you know, everyone else that they put in front of themselves. And then that's why teachers are leaving left and right.
Yeah.
They're burnt out.
And so it will be set up to be a subscription service where teachers subscribe to it, or how will the business side of it work?
It will not be a subscription. We're really looking at trying to encourage schools to buy them for their teachers.
Oh, okay.
So they can buy them for their teachers, or if teachers want to buy it for themselves, or if you have a teacher friend, you could buy it for that teacher. But then, you know, if teachers love it, they're like, hey, I want to get this again. But my goal is that other people are buying. I mean, teachers ain't.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Teachers
aren't
making any money.
So I know.
They shouldn't be the ones buying these things for themselves.
But that's interesting. So potentially marketing it to schools and school districts as a appreciation for their teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the stats that we've looked at is teachers are leaving burnout as much quicker, but there is, I think it's 75%. There was a poll that was done, and 75% of teachers don't feel appreciated by their schools. So I think that is the most alarming fact. Like, yeah, teachers are tired, but teachers being tired isn't something that's new to teaching. Teachers have always been tired. It's just now teachers don't feel appreciated by their administration, by their parents, by their students, by the community, by the country, maybe even by, you know, the legislatures when these bills come out and they just get pushed to the side and ignored. And it's like, you wonder why teachers don't enjoy what they do anymore. The love of it is gone.
Yeah. And that is certainly what I want to talk about in our next segment. But as far as this, like, do you think something like this, because that's a lot, right? Everything you just said, there's a lot to that. And even when you did it for your teachers, how long did the after effects last? Or do you just do a really good job always making your teachers feel appreciated?
I hope that's the case. That would be a question you got to ask them. So our goal is to have 3 a year, back to school, holiday, Christmas time, and then teacher appreciation. So August, November, December, then May. So that's kind of our goals, if we can position it 3 times a year. So it's not the same items every time, but come Christmas time, you know, you have more holiday themed things. Maybe the candle in there is pine tree, or what, you know, whatever scents people love in Christmas. I'm so bad at that. So hopefully no one listening is like, pine tree, that's pine terrible. Tree.
Pine saw? Like, trying to think, what would be the worst candle you could possibly get? I'm like, thank you. Yeah,
just lost all of our Clorox. Customers before we got right there. So, yeah.
Well, that's great. And so it has not launched yet, but if people want to find more information on either where they can sign up for once it's ready and get this into their schools, plug it. I mean, this is your opportunity to plug it.
So on Instagram, we are Be Well Teacher, and the website is bewellteacher.com. So right now we have a landing page where people can reach out for more information. Right now the boxes are going to be priced at $60, and there's, I think, $95 worth of value in each box. And we're looking at how can we expand that to be, my thing is, how can we give teachers the most possible without breaking their bank? Mm-hmm. You know, if a teacher does want to buy it for themselves, we want to make sure that they're actually getting their money's worth, and we're not just taking their money and running. But everything is bewellteacher.com. There's a landing page where we are going to be doing discounts if a district wants to buy it for their whole district. But I am also, I have some speaking engagements this fall, and what I'm going to be doing is donating my money that I get paid to buy those district's boxes myself, just because it's needed.
Yeah. Have you had any interest on the side of the products you put into the box, either being donated or sold at a discount to go into the box, knowing that this is for the cause that it's going for?
We have not went down that route. The original hope was to source everything locally from Milwaukee, but just looking at the cost, it was much harder. So the one local company we did use, and they've been an awesome partner with me for so long, is Stone Creek Coffee.
Oh, nice.
They actually, when I did that first box, I told them what I was doing. I paid for it. And then I got an email from them 2 days later that said that they refunded my card and wanted to donate the coffee. So they have been an awesome partner through all of this, and our coffee with the coffee brand with them that I have is called Teacher Fuel. So they've been incredible.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to talk about teachers when we get back. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.